Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. I'm just delighted to come in your home and your office on the internet, wherever you may be on today. This is the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry. Let me tell you, it's hot outside. I know one thing, we will complain about the heat. Amen. And now we will complain about the cold, now the heat, but I'm not complaining. Let me tell you, after that winter, I'm thankful. You don't have no idea, but listen, I'm just delighted to be here on today. Praise God. We are waiting for a guest to come. And on today, her name is no other than Tabitha. That's right, Tabitha Roper Mitchell. She is the founder and facilitator of Purpose Driven Transformation in Houston, Texas. That's right, in Houston, Texas. She's a Christian speaker. She's a coach. She is an author and mentor. My goodness, what else can I say about this woman of God? So we are anxiously waiting for her to show up, amen, into the studio, praise God. In the meantime, we had a wonderful time last night on the prayer line. My goodness, what can I tell you? It was something else. My goodness, we were excited just to be there last night. We are anxiously waiting. We are waiting for you, woman of God, to come online. You know, we do have a time difference as well. But nonetheless, though, let me tell you something. I've been talked out. I've been running around tonight. I'm going to be over there at 7 p.m. at the Ramada Inn in Whitehall, PA. We're having, a friend of mine is having a fundraiser for the homeless. And let me tell you something. This is to raise money to help those that are in need. It's a hip-hop, gospel hip-hop, gospel concert, you know. And if you're in the area, start at 7 p.m., donation of $5 for adults, $3 for children. How many of you know we need to support our own? Amen. We need to support our own. It's good when young people are coming together for a good cause, praise God. And, you know, we are getting ready as we get ready to embark on next Saturday in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. Let me tell you something. We're excited. I'm excited to know what God's about to do. We have folks coming from Maryland, Washington, from Florida, from all over just coming to be a part, to minister. There's so many people coming. You might say, well, man of God, I want to be there too. I hope you can make it. Amen. Let me tell you, I'm excited. You know, first of all, we have some awesome men and women of God that's going to show up. Amen, to be there. Let me give you an idea of who's going to be on the roster while we're waiting to see for our guests to come on today. Let's start out with Lavelle Johnson and Lehigh Valley Voices of Prayer. Robbie Newborn, William G. McLeod, he who has an AS Sign Language team. Trinity Baptist Male Choir. Salam International Dance Ministry. Care Church Praise Team. The Soul Spirits Dance Spiritual Dance Ministry, Vocalist Marangale, AJ The Voice Taylor, Tornado 418, Aretha Smith. I'm telling you, we have some other special guests that are going to come through, amen. Not to mention, I'm talking about giving away some gift certificates, some toys, some gifts, hot dogs and soda, face painting for the children. We just received two proclamations from the mayor and the governor. You know, I'm excited about what God is doing. And, you know, it's something when you can see so many people in the community that are going through things and able just to be a blessing to help somebody else and don't want nothing in return. How many of y'all can do something and just don't want nothing in return? Just want to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got cases of Bibles. I didn't leave out the most important thing. I got cases of Bibles. We're giving out Bibles. Amen. We have water, whatever you need. We're going to be right there having a wonderful time. Look for the Citywide Church of God's banner. Come to our table and visit us. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I have a friend of mine's Apostle Felix Colon. He's going to be helping me out, emceeing somewhat throughout the day. Amen. And, you know, we have so many different people coming through, different ministries, Pastor Dunbar. Some of her folks are coming from her church. Amen. I mean, this is going to be a glorious occasion. You just need to be there. My goodness. Amen. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and play a pre-recorded sermon called Strategy. God bless you.
Secret place, show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been, though I've cried out before, still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour. So
your heart.
I want to see your glory.
I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.
I know this is where a lot of you have been. You can make the cry of your heart. I'm not satisfied. In me, reveal your glory and your power in us, God, for your people. Then show me your face.
I
want to see you. This is our cry.
smile you hide behind the
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson. Excitement fills the air. Lives are changed. Healing takes place and captives are set free through the power of the Word. Join Reverend Andre Thompson as he brings the Word to life for today's generation.
Well, God bless you. This is Reverend Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful state of New Jersey, and I want you to know that this is the day that God has made. And I got a word for you on today, beloved, and I want you to get ready, because I'm telling you, in the year of 2010, this is the year of restoration, but God has also given us a strategic plan. That's right, a strategic plan. And that's going to be my sermon on today, strategic planning, amen. And I want you to get ready, because I want to talk to you today about how to have a strategic plan, praise God. So for the next 15 minutes, I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord on today. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would increase as I decrease. Lord, that you would have your way. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now that blind eyes will be opened, that the deaf will hear, the lame will walk. Most importantly, Lord, that you will exhort and that you will also just, Lord, just move and have your way, Father. I thank you right now, Father, for everything that you're about to do in this radio broadcast on today. We give it a praise, Father, honor, and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray, and everyone that loves God say, amen, amen, amen. I tell you, people, God, it's truly a blessing to be here on today. Amen. We're just having a glorious time in the Lord, and I want you to know that we're going to be coming from the book of Nehemiah, amen, and right now, as we prepare to go into our word on today, amen, I want you to know that everything is possible if you would just believe God. Praise Jesus. Amen. Well, look, beloved, I'm going to come from Nehemiah, the second chapter, verses 9 through 20. And especially the verse 18 is one of the ones I'm going to be one of my key notes, should I say, scripture. And I told them of the hand of God, which had been good.
God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Thompson. Amen. I want to see if our guest is here and the radio station at this time online. Is Tabitha Mitchell here on the line? You here? Amen. We were waiting for our guest speaker to come in on today. Amen. Well, not quite sure. She's coming from out of Texas, Houston, Texas. Amen. And we were excited about having her here with an expectation, but just in case she don't make it on today, amen, hopefully that she'll call into the studios. We've been reaching out to her. Amen. Nonetheless, so listen, I want to say to you today, beloved, that we're just blessed to be here on today. Amen. And it's truly been a blessing this week. It's hot outside. It's even hotter in hell. But guess what? We're still here. We're still holding on to God's unchanging hand. And I see I have my sister on the line from 662. God bless you. How you doing today? My sister from 662. We're going to go ahead and just go live. Amen. Back to our podcast. And I want you to enjoy the strategy.
Secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been, though I've cried out before. I want to see your power this very hour. So
cry of your heart.
I want to see your glory.
I want to live the secret way. Show me your face.
I know this is where a lot of you have been. You can make the cry of your heart. I'm not satisfied. Do it in me. Reveal your glory and your power in us, God, for your people. Then show me your face.
I
want to see you. This is our cry.
The Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson. Excitement fills the air. Lives are changed. Healing takes place and captives are set free through the power of the Word. Join Reverend Andre Thompson as he brings the Word to life for today's generation.
Well, God bless you. This is Reverend Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful state of New Jersey, and I want you to know that this is the day that God has made. And I got a word for you on today, beloved, and I want you to get ready, because I'm telling you, in the year of 2010, this is the year of restoration, but God has also given us a strategic plan. That's right, a strategic plan. And that's going to be my sermon on today, strategic planning, amen. And I want you to get ready, because I want to talk to you today about how to have a strategic plan, praise God. So for the next 15 minutes, I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord on today. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would increase as I decrease. Lord, that you would have your way. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now that blind eyes will be opened, that the deaf will hear, the lame will walk. Most importantly, Lord, that you will exhort and that you will also just, Lord, just move and have your way, Father. I thank you right now, Father, for everything that you're about to do in this radio broadcast on today. We give it a praise, Father, honor, and glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone that loves God say, amen. 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 I tell you, people, God, it's truly a blessing to be here on today. Amen. We're just having a glorious time in the Lord. And I want you to know that we're going to be coming from the book of Nehemiah. Amen. And right now, as we prepare to go into our word on today, amen, I want you to know that everything is possible if you would just believe God. Praise Jesus. Amen. Well, look, beloved, I'm going to come from Nehemiah, the second chapter, verses 9 through 20. And especially the verse 18 is one of the ones I'm going to be one of my key notes, should I say, scripture. And I told them of the hand of God, which had been good upon me, and also of King's words that he had spoken to me, so that they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Amen. Well, beloved, God is calling us to be spiritual leaders, whether it is in our home, church, workplace, or anywhere else. We are called to lead our lives in such a way that others want to follow. As leaders, we are called to be strategic planners with God as our focus. Amen. Our passage today relays the story of Nehemiah and his leadership. Through his example, we can learn how to be God-centered, prepared leaders. Amen. I want to say that one more time. Through his example, we can learn how to be God-centered, prepared leaders. Nehemiah, okay, in his welcome, and see what happened was Nehemiah and a small band of associates traveled under military escort. In verses 9 through 10, the Bible says, the entourage wasn't as much for protection as it was to impress onlookers with the obvious credentials and backing of the king. Nehemiah was welcomed with harsh opposition from Sanballat and Tobiah. Both these men were powerful and were related to high priest families. In Nehemiah, the 13th chapter and verses 4, you find also that an extra biblical source, amen, confirms that Sanballat was governor of Samaria and Tobiah was likely governor of Ammon. They were disturbed, in verse 10, that Jerusalem might be restored. So the neighboring nations were hostile towards them. Hostility is a real part of leading a godly life and, I must say, and leading others in his way. Are you facing any hostility at school? Do others make fun of you for being in the youth group or for holding prayer meetings? Do your fellow workers scroll when you speak of the Lord? Has the enemy interfered with your daily time with the Lord? Has the enemy interfered? I want to know. We all have been in that situation. We are faced with opposition when we follow the Lord. Amen. How do you face opposition? Well, beloved, the survey. In verses 11 through 16, upon arrival, Nehemiah did not rush into action, but rested for 3 days. Then he covertly inspected the situation. See, Nehemiah said in these verses that he did not disclose his plans to anyone, not to the enemies, nor to his fellow workers, until he had accurate information. His route is traced in these verses. I want you to know, if seen on a map, this track proved to be a thorough assessment of the city's condition. How often we as Christians run blindly into ministry as if it's a random or mindless. Jesus, when speaking about ministry, said, what king
going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. And the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, verses 31, for your reference, amen. We are to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, Matthew 10 and 16. Now, I want to know, there was a report in verses 17 and 18 of Nehemiah, of that second chapter. It says that Nehemiah exposed the negative situation. The land was desolate, and the gates were burned. Then he reported the positive. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. In verse 18, after the reminder of God's goodness, the people responded positively. See, sometimes we got to be reminded of what God has done, the good things, the goodness of God. And see, the people, once heard that, was reminded, they responded positively. Do we as God's people get discouraged too easily? We're to focus on God's promise and believe. Now, here's the opposition in verses 19 and 20, though. It says that, now, see, a third enemy entered the picture. That's right. Guess him. Some scholars feel that he was the most powerful of all the opponents. He and his son ruled the confederacy of the Arabian tribes that were in control of Moab and Edom. Surrounded with opposition, Nehemiah's answer was, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. Verse 20. Notice he did not say, King Artaxerxes will wipe you out if you mess with us. No, his faith was in the God of heaven. Can I say it again? His faith was in the God of heaven. He continued telling them, you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. In verse 20, imagine Jerusalem was in trouble. Actually, imagine Jerusalem was in rubble, and yet he boasted that the Lord will fulfill his promise. Beloved, it's been said that God never gives his people tasks they can fulfill on their own. We find ourselves in positions to glorify the Lord in such incredible ways that we don't believe they are possible. However, these are the very plans the Lord has for us.
You have been listening to The Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson. We hope you've been blessed by his message. If-